Subject, Minaj Trio. Husband and alcohol breaks up with wife for Christmas. Dear Stephen Shirley, this letter is deep because it's true. My husband of 25 years came home at 5 a.m. on Christmas Eve, which was unusual for him to come home at that time. I was up waiting when he arrived, and he stated he must talk to me because he is no longer in love with me. I sat in shock and listened and said, okay then. I left the room and he left the house. He came home the next morning, which was Christmas morning. I was up waiting and he said he cheated and we have had a 25-year run. And again, he's no longer in love, but after 25 years, he loved me. Again, in shock, I said, okay. Upon finding out that he was no longer in love with me, I set out to make plans to leave him and our home, realizing this was over. I have moved out and I'm taking one day at a time to heal. Now, 3 weeks later, he is calling my cell phone crying, saying he didn't mean what he said and he was depressed and he had a breakdown. He said the cheating was due to him drinking alcohol and it happened 3 years ago. As you can tell from my demeanor, we have had disturbing conversations before. Blame it on the alcohol. Morning crew, can you help me from... Can you blame me for moving on and ending this Minaj trio with my husband, alcohol, and myself?
Okay.
Yeah, this is a strange letter. I don't know how deep it is. It's
weird.
Strange.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. But I mean, you know, I can't really blame you for doing what you finally got tired of dealing with in your marriage, since that's the question. Of course, if your husband's been cheating and he's been drinking and tripping with you for the last 25 years of your marriage, because you say, as you can tell from my demeanor, we have had disturbing conversations before, then, you know, and then on Christmas Day, he decides to break your heart, then no, I'm not really surprised that you left and probably didn't leave sooner if all this was going on. I don't really know what you want from us. You've left him. I know you didn't just want to let us know what's going on in your life. So it seems like the underlying thing is you want to know what you should do or something. Because 3 weeks later, he's calling your cell phone crying due to him what he did to you. Say, okay. Okay. I don't really know what to tell you in this instance, but if you're in a good place right now and you don't want to take it anymore, stay there and see how it plays out for you. Steve, I don't really have any advice for her.
Well, see, Shirley, when you get a letter like this and it sound ignorant, you must approach ignorance
here we go.
With ignorance.
Come
you
on,
have
boy.
To match it. Now, I won't be able to do that early on in this letter, but I will be getting to it.
Just hold on.
Your husband, 25 years, came home 5 a.m., on Christmas Eve, which was unusual for him to come home at that time. Lady, it's unusual for anybody, man, to come in at 5 a.m. I was up waiting. Then when he came in, he said he had to talk. He said, because he's no longer in love with me. I said in shock, listen, okay. I left the room. He left the house. He went back out. Then he came home the next morning, which was Christmas morning. You up again waiting on it because you ain't slept in 2 days. He told you had a 25-year run. He was no longer in love, but after 25 years, he loved me again in shock. I said, okay. Okay, first of all, let me explain to you what all this is about. He did not have a gift for you this year.
That's what it is?
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's all this is. This is all this is right here. He just ain't had no gift for you this year.
Oh.
He done spent all the money he had on that heifer across town. And then he ain't had no money for you. So that alcohol had him come up with this here excuse. I'm cheating on you. It's over.
It's
anything but
much.
Tell you you ain't got a gift. That's the stupidity of who you married to. He ain't just started drinking. Yeah, he been drinking the whole run. Now, upon finding that he was no longer in love with you, you decided to move out. 3 weeks later, he's calling your cell phone crying, saying he didn't mean it, said he was depressed and had a breakdown. He said the cheating was due to him drinking alcohol, and it happened 3 years ago. Why would somebody come in the house on Christmas? You help me with this now. On Christmas, of all days.
All days.
Christmas and Christmas Eve. To make the announcement that he don't love you no more, but the cheating that he telling you about happened 3 years ago. Lady, who do that make sense to? Which leads me back to the point. He didn't have your damn guilt.
That's all it is.
That's really what you think it is.
What all this is. Now, the comeback line is dumb and everything. Now, what is the name of this letter, Shirley?
Minaj Trio, Husband and Alcohol Breaks Up with Wife for Christmas.
Okay, now you say this Minaj Trio with my husband, alcohol, and myself. What you're actually having is a triage plus.
What? What is
say
that?
Say that again.
What is that, Steve? What?
You think she's having a what, Shirley?
Well, I think she meant a menage a trois, but
okay,
she says menage
she's,
trio.
What you're actually having is a triage plus.
What is that?
Because, see, it's you, your husband, the alcohol, and somebody else. So that ain't a menage a trois. That's a triage plus. That's three plus one. It's four of y'all. Now, normally, that's a midget involved in here. Y'all's midget in this is alcohol.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.